Wow. Welter Präsident oder Force?
Force.
Force?
Force.
Oh, they said wars.
Numbers. Well, today's number is the number 4.
Oh, that's right. 4 questions, 4 children, 4 cups, 4...
Mm-hmm. 4 languages of Gula, 4, yeah. 4 times the word cup is mentioned in the Saramashkin's dream. Last was...
4/5 taken out. Am I right?
That's cool.
1/5 taken out.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, 4/5 remains, sorry.
That's cool. 4s. So now we talk about 4s. So let's talk about 4s. To talk about 4s, you have to talk about lepers.
Leopards?
Lepers.
Mitzvah?
Yeah. Oh. Which is this week's passion, I think. It was.
Yeah, it was.
No, Acharinos.
No,
Yeah, this was Mitzvah. Yeah. There's a Medrash and Parsha Mitzvah. The Medrash tells a story. There was a matronly lady. It's called a matruno. Matronly lady, some a royal fancy schmancy noble woman. Yeah, and the king is giving her a tour at a palace.
He's giving her a tour?
Yeah. The king, yeah, he's ushering her to the palace. Yeah, and she sees... she sees articles of torture, like whips and all kinds of, you know...
Yeah.
Kind of nine-tails and chains and beds of nail. I'm taking poetic license here, but it was not holy. It was not holy at all. And she says, "Hey, what's up with this?" And the king says, "Don't worry, these aren't for you. These aren't for you."
King was stupid, huh?
"These are not for you. These aren't for you. These are for, you know, people I don't like. You I like. These aren't for you." And the Medrash says that when Klal Yisrael sees the laws of Tzaras, there's all these kinds of ways that we can really get hurt. Tzaras is like evil. And we can really get hurt with Tzaras. And Klal Yisrael says, "Yeah, what's up with this?" And Hashem said, "Don't worry, these aren't for you. These are for the Goyim." That's the Medrash.
Never anything was wrong.
The Kasha on this Medrash, Hashem Yishmol asked this Kasha. The Kasha on this Medrash, the laws of Tzaras are only for Jews. A Goy, a Gentile, can't get Tzaras.
A nigger can't become white.
Well, if they do get a white spot, it doesn't make them tummy. And they don't have to bring a korban. And they don't have to do anything.
Nega, not nigga.
So why would...
Crack that up shot today.
Why would Hashem be telling the Bnei Yisrael, "Don't be afraid of Tzaras"? And these are for the Gentiles, they're for the Goyim. I mean, there's two kashas in there. I mean, one kasha is, how could you say it's for the Goyim when Goyim don't get it? And why would Hashem tell us not to be scared? Isn't that
we do get it.
He's supposed to, he gives it to us. He's supposed to keep us away from us and heart. Yeah, but if it's for us, then why shouldn't we get scared? We should be scared.
We shouldn't fear, we just shouldn't do
don't
it.
Act like a Goyim
to
it.
Don't act like a Goyim to it. Well said. That's it. Alright, that's what I want to start with. There's four types of Tzaras. Se'es, Sapachas, Baharas. We got Se'es, Sapachas, Baharas.
Oh, Baharas.
And Tzaras. And each one is progressively worse. Whiter, right? The difference between them is the difference in shades of white. Se'es, Sapachas, Baharas, and Tzaras. And if someone gets any one of those four, is tummy. They all, you know. Any one of those four is tummy. The Medrash says that these four types of leprosy correspond to four evil empires. Evil empires.
Mm. Fugulsis.
Yeah. Bavel. So Ace is Bavel. Sapakas is Persia. Persian Media. Beharis is Greece. Yavan. And Taras is Rome. So that's, that makes things even more perplexing. We're the ones that get it, Chas v'Shalom. We're the ones that are coming from it, Chas v'Shalom. The guys that get it, that nothing happens to them, and somehow or another there's a parallel between each one of these four things and the four nations that Chai Yisrael was exiled in. What's the shaykhus? What's the shaykhus with the guys? So talking about force, when the Shem Yishmael also asks, it's not really four things. Seis, Sapakas, and Beharis are one pasuk, and the word Taras is in a separate pasuk. So it's really three and one. And not only is it spoken of by Psukim, but Taras is a real general term. Seis, Sapakas, and Beharis are each different, you know, different names, but Taras. So Ace is a type of Taras, Sapakas is a type of Taras, Beharis is a type of Taras, they're all types of Taras. So then what's the point of having a fourth thing that's called Taras if they're all Taras? So the point is that it's not really four types of Taras, it's three types of Taras plus one. So we're not talking about four, we're talking about three and one. Which means by the nations, it's also not four types of nations, it's got to be three and one. Now what are we talking about? Let's pick up this metaphor. This metaphor. Man is called by four names. You'll find four names.
Is Adam,
there's four names. Well, there's Enosh.
I was going to say that.
Enosh.
Hi? No.
There's Geber.
Geber.
Geber, you know. Ata Geber.
What does that mean exactly?
Geber, Gevura.
No, I know, but I'm saying like when someone's like, Ata Geber, Geber, or something like
that. If someone says that to you, don't say anything back to them about their mother.
Is it like a compliment or something?
Mm-mm. Yeah, it is.
Sarcastic.
What if they're not sarcastic?
Well, what do you say?
Like, Manishma Geva?
Like, what if a girl says it to you? Like, if she's like, oh, Geva, Geva.
The girl should not be saying such things to you.
Okay, that's what I thought.
Enosh Geva, Enish. Enosh Geva, Enish.
And Adam.
And Adam. Enosh Geva, Enish, and Adam. Four times. You know, so why does the Torah have four names for the same thing? Just pick one. We're talking about a person. And the answer to that, you know, the answer to that is, because there's four parts of the person. Okay, there's four parts of the person. There's different names for the four parts, but there's a part of the person that's physical. And the body is part of that part, but it's the tendency. When I say there's a part of the person that's physical, it's the body, and it's also the tendency of the body to want physical things. We have a nature that craves physical things. Right, these are the names. Nefesh, Ruach, Neshama. Right. So now we're talking about the Nefesh. The Nefesh and the body, craves physical things. And the things that the body craves don't always make sense. They don't always give a future to a person. The body just wants them because they want them. You know, food is like always a good example. Carrots are good for you, but your body craves potato chips.
Yeah.
Your body doesn't crave Brussels sprouts, spinach. Your body does not crave diet icy soda. It wants beer. It wants, fat. wants fat things and grilled things, mozzarella sticks, you know. It's that's what your body craves, that. You know, your body doesn't crave a nice salad. So what the body craves does not always make sense. It's pleasure-oriented. You get more pleasure out of mozzarella sticks than you get out of celery sticks. Just ask anyone. You get no pleasure whatsoever out of celery sticks with light dressing.
Peanut butter.
With sunflower seeds sprinkled over your salad. Low-fat peanut butter. I'm telling you, I know. Yeah, I know. All right. But, you know, so the body is not very smart. The body just wants things for pleasure. It doesn't, you know, it doesn't have to make sense. Set Enosh. Enosh. Enosh, Matzav Enosh. If you want to see someone who has no hope, like a Chas V'Shalom, there's a casualty, if someone's in the hospital and there's very little hope, this is Matzav Enosh. Enosh.
Yish.
Yish. Ooh, very good. Yish, Enosh, Noash. I mean, there's a lot of words affiliated with Nun, Aleph, Shin.
Einish?
Einish is with an ayin. And then there's a part of a person which is on a little higher level, but not much. It's not physical, though. A part of a person that wants to be on top. Yeah. On top. I want to win. You know, you have a wrestling match. You gotta pin the guy down. An archery contest. What? It's glory, right? And it also doesn't necessarily have anything to do with being smart or intelligent. If somebody is trying to kill you and you're smarter than him and you kill him first, that has to do with intelligence. That's true. Because if you're quicker than him and you're wiser than him and you're able to outthink him, that has to do with intelligence. But that's on a higher level. On a very basic level, I just want to win because I got to win. And there's no reason why, and there's no point. So nice sports. There's no point. It's pure covered. You're winning just for the sake of winning. There's no point. There is no point. If the Romans take two gladiators and put them in there against their wills and say, well, only one guy's coming out alive, there's a point to win. Right? Right. So then you'll call that Gvura. So it's Gever. Gever. A man is called a Gever because he has inside of him a nature to overpower.
Women don't have the nature?
No. Women don't. Women are pata and puravu for that reason.
I thought it's because it could be a sakana for them.
What?
The Gemara says the pata and puravu because the Torah told man to capture the world. And the derech of women is not to capture. Which means that they don't have a shakas to this meter called gvura. Gvura sanashim. The ability of a man to produce children is called gvura sanashim. The ability of a man to reproduce is called guru, because his whole potential comes out, you know. It's power. The power to create a life. And then there's the intellect. It's not pleasure serving. Hey, Shach. It's not pleasure serving. It's not a pursuit of overpowering, of being king of the mountain. It's being the smartest one, which could be good or bad. I mean, you know, these are tendencies. They're not necessarily good or bad. You could use your brain for bad things, too. But it's a tendency of a person to embrace intelligence and to absorb knowledge and seichel. And that's ish. Ish means a husband. Why does ish mean a husband? Because the word ish means your husband is a master. He's the man of his castle. And someone that his intelligence is what governs his actions is in control. If he's in control, he's a ruler. If he's a ruler, he's called Ish. So Ish is ruler. So Gever is might. Ish is like majesty, like being a ruler. And Enosh means there's no hope, you know. So you go progressively higher. And then there's Adam. You know, for those of you that are familiar with, like Leon is very familiar with these things, because he's like my Sephardic brother. we talk about these in terms of nefesh and ruach and neshama, different parts of the neshama. Nefesh is anush, and ruach is together, and neshama says the sechel. But these are just three tendencies. This is not what a person is. This is not what a soul is. These are tendencies. A person is not comprised of three parts. We don't have parts. We're not, you know, we don't have like a split personality. That we have the pleasure-seeking part of us and the intelligent. We're one person. We're one person. That we have different drives inside of us. We're one person. We're created b'tzelem elokim. So you have the three different natures, but those three different natures, they're all in one person. And there's one person, there's the person. It's like, you have to take a step back and to internalize this for a moment. There's the ruach of the person, there's the nefesh of the person, there's the neshama of the person, and then there's the person. The person has a nefesh, the person has a ruach. The person has the neshama. The person is what makes the choices. Do you understand? These are all just tendencies, but there's a person. And the person has all of them inside him. And that's called Adam. When the pasuk says that man was created b'tzelem elokim, in the image of God, it's referring to the person, not to any part of him, but the total person. The gematria of Yitke Vavke is 45.
26.
If you spell it out, Yud as in Yud Vav Dal, He as in He Aleph, Vav is Vav Aleph Vav, and He is He Aleph, it's 45, and that's the Gemara Shiva.
Of what?
Adam.
Oh, that's really nice.
Tzelem Elokim. But Hashem also made a challenge for us. He made it challenging for us. And Hashem made four Gaim. You can call them four cultures. Four philosophies. Four competing philosophies to rip us away. Hashem made Babel, Madai, Yavan, and Edom. In the order, in the proper order, Parsamadai would go first.
Ishmael
is not one of them.
Ishmael is not one of them.
Ishmael has a very close shaykhus to Klal Yisrael. They're called an Adam. Yishmael is the only other nation that's called Adam. Which is the, you know, B'Tzelem Elokim.
Really?
They're called a pair of Adam.
Okay.
Yishmael is called Adam.
Yeah.
The other guy are not. It's different. Yishmael is not one of the four.
Yishmael,
you see that they, you know, they got him, and they have a Muna, and they want to kill themselves. These are things that only someone who's created. Right, only a Jew could do them. A serious nefesh is a Jewish concept. I mean, that's scary. We have to be scared of the Arab because they have a serious nefesh. They are all other game. They have a sense of self-preservation.
They have more serious nefesh than us these days.
That's tragic. If somebody has a sense of self-preservation, you can have security measures to prevent him from wreaking havoc on society because all you got to do is have measures in place that if he tries anything, he'll probably die, and then he won't do it. Because the average terrorist wants to have an escape route. And if you close that off, they won't do it to begin with. But if somebody's willing to kill himself, and there's nothing you can do, there is nothing you could do to stop him. He's willing to kill himself. Okay. So what about Yishmael is not our topic now, because we're talking about force. Yishmael is shackles to one. Persians are very, very into Taiva. We just went through Purim, you know, the description of Achashverosh, the Suda, and all the wives. It's just pure Taiva, yeah, pure. Pure bodily Taiva. And Persian culture competes with our loyalties. The world, you know, the world is filled with this. It's filled with this craft, with this, you know, tzaya, with this dung. That the physical pleasures is something which you should strive for. That's Persian culture. There's a warrior culture, which, you know, exists. It's very, also very prevalent. you know, it's a miracle. Like the Japanese have a lot of it. Japanese are animals, though. They have no mercy. It's pure, the cruelest people on earth. They're born to kill. It's a warrior culture. And the Americans have it in a certain way. They throw their power around. You find bits and pieces everywhere. And that's Babel. Babel, they lived to overcome. And we also, you know, we're influenced by that. We also want to win. We want to overcome. We have that, but it's foreign. It's not really us. Klal Yisrael doesn't live to overcome. But since you're living among the Babylonians and among the Persians, so you live for pleasure, you live to overcome because they exert an influence on you. And Yavin is one of the most dangerous of all because they tell Klal Yisrael, pleasure, that's empty. Don't go after pleasure. And just to win, to fight for the sake of fighting to win, that's empty. They have philosophy. They have higher values. They have their culture. They have
Jews for Jesus.
Well, Jews for Jesus is we're gonna get to that next.
Uh-huh.
That's even higher. And then you have you have Yavam, and then you have Edom is the fourth one. Edom has all of them. So Paras Amada is against the Nefesh. Bavel is against the Ruach. Yavin is against the Seichel, which is the same thing as Enosh and Gever and Ish. But Edom is not against any particular segment of our personality. Edom is against us. You know, like you ever hear this? You know, what is it about, you have two people that they're checking each other out to see if they have a future with each other. So what is it about you, what is it about me you don't like? You don't like my sense of humor, you don't like my clothes. And she says, I just don't like you. And that's Edom. Edom, you know, Babel, they don't have a problem with, you know, are utilizing the physical for higher purposes. They don't, you know. And they also don't get involved with our intellect, but what they can't tolerate is that, you know, the Midah of Gvura, they want us to worship their culture. That victory is the highest ideal you could clamor, you know, get to. You know, they want defeat, and they want to defeat us. And the other thing, the same thing, Parasamadai, they'll get us in a pleasant way, they'll get a lot of food and design us, and they'll get us. And the same thing with Yavam. They leave the rest alone. But Edom hates us. They don't hate a part of us, they hate us. And they don't want there to be such things as Tzelem or Kim in this world. And there's other parallels. There's Gilai Rais, Shvichas Davrim, Avodah Zarah. Gilai Rais is physical. Shvichas Davrim is overpowering. Avodah Zarah is Seichel. And the fourth Avera we'll get to in a moment. And then you have Avram, Yaakov, and Yitzchak. Avram Avinu is connected to Gilai Rais, Avram was Chesed. If you know anything about Chesed and Gilai Rais, you know that one is against the other. Because Gilai Rais is abused, misused Chesed. Gilai Rais is, you know, it's pleasant, it's giving, you know, it's Chesed, for, using Chesed for Tumah. Obviously, Yitzchak is against Avodah Zarah because Yitzchak was a carbon himself to Hashem. And Yaakov is against Shvichas Damim. Yaakov is, he's a counterpart to Esav. Esav is Achav Chetichya. Yaakov Vino had a different kind of sword. Yaakov Vino also fought with a sword. Bechai B'Bekashti. He fought off the Emayim. Esav had a cherub and Yaakov had a cherub. Yaakov used a sword for...
Yaakov was an archer.
Yishmael was an archer.
I read in the Midrashim that the Shvatim used to have mad wars. Like, I read all these Midrashim, and like,
yeah.
when Yaakov was in his old age, like, he would just fly out of the new city.
I'm not
surprised. This guy would make a nace. Like, just like,
I'm not surprised. But the Pasuk specifically used the word, Ashalakakta miyada Amari, he captured Shkem from the Amari, Bechai B'Bekashti. Okay, Beseda. So far, is it clear so far? Right, so you have four parts of a person, three segments and then one general. Four nations, three segmented, one general. Four names of a person, the parallel of those. And then we have three of Avis. Either Rise of Adizar Shukas Dhamma. What's the fourth of Avis? Gita Rice is only in one area. It's in the area of pleasure. Shrikas Dhamma is in the area of overcoming. Avaidazara is in the area of it's in the seichel. The original idea of Avaidazara, they had it worked out.
What's the fourth one?
I'm telling you, there's something that makes a man what he is. It takes everything, puts everything together.
Which one am I missing, Gavra?
No, we have three. We're missing
Adam.
Tzalam Elokim. We're missing the one that's a parallel to Tzalam Elokim. Adam, and Taras, because you have the three. Taras is also a general name. Adam is a general name. Adam is a general name. The power, all the powers of the person he has, you have the brain, so the brain thinks, and that's all it does. The heart feels emotion, that's all it does. The digestive tract digests, and that's all it does. The digestive tracts, they don't feel emotion. It's separate. There's one faculty the person here, the eye sees, that's all it does. The ears hear. There's one faculty of a person that does the job of everything altogether. That's not seichel.
Huh?
It's the speech. The Kerech HaDibur takes the thoughts from the seichel and brings them into the physical world. Right. You express your mental concepts.
It's like the Tzema Maros that Hashem created the world with.
Right. Hashem created the world with Dibur. Because Dibur is the faculty that takes things from a higher world and brings them through all the different stages to Olam Hazeh. Speech originates in the lower part of the body, and then it goes in the torso, and then it goes to the neck, and then out the mouth. That means there's a source, there's a transition, there's a point of exit. That's just a muscle, that's in a purely physical terms. There's the low part of the body, there's the high part of the body, and there's the part in the middle. And the same thing with the world. Thought is high. In the rank of things, it's very high, it's very lofty. And then this world is very low, and then the person is the bridge between the higher world and this world. And the way you are that bridge is by speaking. And that depends on what you say. If somebody is true to being a Tzalem Elokim, so Tzalem Elokim is someone that he's not just physical gevura and intelligence, he's one being. He has it all together. He's one being. Instead of just a bunch of different contradictory parts that are pulling at each other, he's one being. He's the Tzalem Elokim. He's in control. And speech is very, very much representative of that. Lashon Hara. Lashon Hara is the fourth of air. Because if someone doesn't do a Avodah Zarah and Gila Arayis, and he just does Shrikas Dhamim, then he has a flaw in one area. But the other two areas are fine. If someone doesn't do a Avodah Zarah and Shrikas Dhamim, he does Gila Arayis, he has a flaw in the physical area. But the other two areas could be, on some level, okay. It's not going to be totally, but on some level, okay. Because those different parts of the person are all fragmented. They exist within their own, within their own vacuum. There's the physical area. There's the powerful area. There's the intelligent area. But Lashon Hara is the actual person. Lashon Hara is the actual person. Someone that abuses the power of speech, that means he views his power of speech as a vehicle to bring evil into the world instead of good into this world is totally messed up. It's totally messed up. And the Gemara says that someone that speaks Lashon Hara, it's worse than Gila Reis, Avodah Zarah, Shrichas Damim. No, it's not worse. Because Gila Reis is a Chiyamisa, you know, Yehar Vayavar, and Lashon Hara is not. If someone sticks a gun to your head and says, say Lashon Hara about someone, or I'll shoot you, then you say Lashon Hara about someone. So what does the Gemara mean is worse than Gila Reis, Avodah Zarah, Shrichas Damim? And the answer is, as far as the punishment is concerned, it's not worse. But what it does to the person is worse. Because Gila Reis, Avodah Zarah, Shrichas Damim, they affect natures of the person. And Lashon Hara destroys the actual person. Now I can understand the Medrash that we started with. And this Leon copped this like right away. He did, you know. He did cop this right away. Klai Yisrael was created by Tzalem HaMakim. Klai Yisrael was created in the image of God. Klai Yisrael is the one that all these wonderful things that we've said about, that they're not just physical beings, they're not just mental beings. They're Tzalem HaMakim. I'm not a Nefesh. I'm not a Ruach. I'm not a Neshama. I'm me. I'm me. And who am I? God made me. God made me with a nefesh body. I'm not an emotional being. I'm not an intellectual. I'm not someone that's possessed by his passions. I'm me. I was created with Tzalem HaMakim. If someone speaks Lashon Hara, and Lashon Hara is just one of the avers that Taras comes from. It's more than Lashon Hara. Lashon Hara is a good example. It's the main one. Somebody speaks Lashon Hara, someone abuses the power of speech, so then what they're doing is that they're bringing into themselves foreign things, not Jewish things. It's like eating kazar, so, you know, it's like eating a Persian. You gotta take a Persian and eat him. Right. Is someone speaks Lashon Hara is internalizing the evil of others, you know. And that's called death eater. I just got away with that one. Yeah. Eating death. So Ras, the Rishonim say that why does the white spot come? Because when somebody is guilty of this crime, so then there's a part of his soul that dies. His life force dies, and that has an effect on the physical body. The white spot is just a sign that something died on the inside.
It starts to go away.
What?
It goes away then.
It could go away. If it does, yeah, it could go away. There's a whole process to make it go away. Yeah, it's a whole process, a whole purification process. It could go away.
Kohen, cedar wood, birds.
You got it. Yeah. But the guy's got to go away. He's got to go out.
If Lashon Hara is all of them, then it should affect the physical and the neshama and the
root. It does, yeah. Yeah.
So
but it affects the root and then branches out to all the parts. Yeah, it doesn't have to hit the cherry at the end of the tree. It goes straight for the root of the tree, and then the cherry dies. There's two ways to kill a cherry.
Right, but the root is part of one of the branches.
Right, no, the root is more, because the root is the way the tree gets its sustenance from. The tree does not get its nourishment from the branches.
Right, but...
The heart.
You said the three first things are Ruach, Neshama, and
Nefesh.
And Nefesh.
Yeah.
So first it hits the neshama.
No, first no. Lashon Hara hits the person.
It hits the person.
That's it.
Where's the root? The person.
My analogy, the person's the root. Yeah. Yeah. It's the main. The person is not. The person is the sort. Is it?
So that's the body.
It's like you're
that's
not
one of the three things.
No, so it hits the person. There's the no. There's a fourth thing.
What's the fourth thing?
The person.
Is not, oh,
it's a person. I said, you know, you have to, when you learn these things, you keep hearing these terms over and over again. You have to always bear in mind that these are just parts, but there's a person, there's a me. when you make a decision, who's making decisions? Is your nephew making decisions? Is your brain making decisions? Is your brain making? None of those are making the decision. It's you. There's a you. Hashem gave you a nephew. Hashem gave you a ruach. Hashem gave you a neshama. But it's a, there's a you. The you is all of them. These are all tools. There's a you. There is the you. It's the you that gets the reward. It's the you that gets the punishment, Chas v'Shalom. Should never happen to any of us. But it's the you. It's the you that keeps going forever. Mitzrayim. Oh, so that's why the king was telling the matron, don't worry, these instruments of punishment and death, they're not for you, they're for the Gentiles, because you are perfect. These were not meant for you. To the extent that you remain you, you're fine. You only have to be afraid if you have some kind of foreign for the Gentile within you. The Gentiles don't get to rest, because they never lived in the first place to die. It's you know, teras is for someone that's alive, that's afflicted, and it's a chesed. Hashem sends a chesed, a warning. There's some Gaish kite inside of you. There's some Persian kite inside of you. You've got to regurgitate the Persian. Gaim don't get it. So the Medrash wasn't saying that Hashem meant teras for Gaim. Hashem meant teras for the guy within the Jew. And that's, they don't say that. Mitzrayim, the pasuk in Parshas Shmos, "Vayhi b'yamim harabim ahem." It wasn't those many days. "Vayhi b'yamim harabim." Harabim is the many days. Rabim means many, and rabim is also Rosh Hashanah. Resh is Rome, Beis is Bavel,
Yavon,
and Madai. Madai.
That's good.
Paris and Madai. Because Mitzrayim had all four of them.
Reish is Rome?
Rome, yeah. Mitzrayim had all four.
Rome also had all four.
Mitzrayim
Rome
was
and Hebrew
the
is Rome?
Four, Rome was the child. Yeah, Romy. Rome yeah? And Romy.
Why is Mitzrayim not one of those?
It gives birth to the Gallatin. The four Gallatin that came afterwards
came
after because Mitzrayim brought it into the world.
Jewish people weren't Jewish people.
Mitzrayim did it. They overcame the Jewish people. They had mental. They tortured them mentally. Well, you know the Midrash. You know they had the men do the ladies' work, ladies do the men work. They tortured them mentally. They tortured them physically. They overcame them. I mean, if you think about it for a few minutes, you'll see that it all falls in place. All the different Midrashim could go into one of these categories. Jewish Shushasamim. They kill babies. There's Gilei Rais. It was immorality. It was the bastion of immorality. Look what the Eishes Potiphar tried to do to Yosef. Avodah Zarah, it was rampant. In connection to that, the Bnei Yisrael took the sheep and they tied it to the bedpost. And the Egyptians said, "What are you doing to our God?" The sheep was their God. They worshipped sheep. And the Jews said, "Oh, we're going to slaughter it." And Gilei Rais, there wasn't a single woman in 210 years, never willingly had relations with an Egyptian. And the single Jewish woman that ever willingly had relations with an Egyptian. There was only one woman, and it wasn't willingly. Only one.
Who was it?
Shleimus Bas Divri.
She's a Shanta?
Why is it coming so familiar?
It's because Daman. What do we know about that? We got them back. She was a woman that there was an Egyptian that took a fancy to her, and he went into her house and beat her husband until he threw the husband out of the house, and then he went in and had relations with her.
So how was that willingly for her?
It wasn't willingly. As I was saying, there was only one time that it ever happened, but it wasn't willingly.
I thought they said it was willingly.
With Dina, it wasn't Egyptians, right?
Dina was also against her will.
It wasn't
right, Egyptian.
But it wasn't
Egyptian.
No,
that was Shemim. Yeah. That was Shemim. The four things that we do is Vaitseisi, Vitalti, Vigalti, Vilakati. There's also three in one. Vaitseisi is I took you out, Vitalti is I saved you, Vigalti I redeemed you. Those are all things Hashem did to the Egyptians.
The Egyptians?
Hashem did, yeah. He said, I took you out from the Egyptians' influence. I saved you. I redeemed you. Because they had to be...
And they left Kasti.
But Lakakti, they took you to me for a nation. That's Keneged, that's Salam Alakim. That's the four things.
Right.
That's the four cups, that's the four sons, the four Lashem and Segula. Pesach is a time where we get a chance to work on all four at once. I said, I should give you a little bit of an understanding what the fours are. Seder, okay?
Huh? Oh. What was that?